in this bulletin. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt again denies that the government took rapid antigen test supplies ordered by Queensland. Tonga is given a $10 million grant to assist in the post-volcanic eruption cleanup. And in sport, Simona Halep of Romania has beaten Danka Kovanic in straight sets at the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has doubled down on denials that rapid antigen tests have been requisitioned by the Commonwealth as supplies remain scarce. In one example, Queensland Transport Minister Mark Bailey had accused the government of commandeering almost 34,000 rapid tests bound for Queensland Rail staff as part of the network's strategy to keep trains running. He said the supplier is the same one who had a contract with the Commonwealth to supply rapid tests, and Queensland's order was commandeered under emergency stockpiling legislation. But in a press conference earlier today, the minister repeated his earlier statements that the claims were categorically untrue.
Now, with great respect, the claims that were made about the Commonwealth are false. They have been referred to the ACCC because they are false. In relation to the particular example that you provided me earlier this morning, I have confirmed with the Department of Health the Commonwealth has not received and is not expecting to receive any supply from that supplier until at least February 7th.
Tonga is to receive a $10 million grant to assist with early recovery and relief efforts following the devastating tsunami that hit the country last weekend, claiming three lives. The grant is being provided by the Asian Development Bank to help finance the restoration of important services like communications, which were heavily impacted in the disaster. The eruption of the undersea volcano not only triggered the tsunami, but severed the international fibre optic cable between Tonga and Fiji, which is Tonga's communications lifeline. Data from Australian and New Zealand surveillance flights has also confirmed that thick plumes of smoke and ash have spread across the island, tainting water supplies and damaging shops and other businesses, especially along the western and northern coastlines. Three people have died and 2,193 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in South Australia. SA Health confirmed a woman in her 30s, a woman in her 80s, and a woman in her 90s passed away from coronavirus in the last 24 hours. There are 275 people in hospital, with 37 in ICU and 7 on ventilators. Premier Stephen Marshall says the reported cases from the last 24 hours may not be a true reflection of infection numbers because of the weather conditions yesterday.
I think the numbers do jump around a little bit, and of course we had hot conditions yesterday, and so there was a delay in PCR testing stations through the middle of the day from about 10:30 to 5:30. So many of those the swabs were taken very late in the day, so it's quite possible we'll see more tomorrow.
Rock legend Meat Loaf has been remembered as a gentle giant and towering presence in the music world following his death at the age of 74. Meat Loaf, born Marvin Lee Adey, reportedly passed away with his wife Deborah and daughters Pearl and Amanda by his side. The cast of the stage musical version of his iconic Bat Out of Hell album dedicated their show to Meat Loaf on Friday, with the lights outside the venue switched off for 30 seconds as theatregoers arrived for the evening performance. Cast member Sharon Sexton shared a tribute to Meat Loaf from the stage.
He was a man with a big heart, a bigger personality, and the iconic voice that made Jim Steinman's music fly.
In tennis, former Wimbledon winner Simona Halep of Romania has beaten Danka Kovanic in straight sets 6-2, 6-1 at the Australian Open. The 30-year-old has previously won the French Open, and her campaign at the Australian Open in Melbourne continues this year after her third-round victory. In other results on day six, US player Danielle Collins continues in the women's draw after her three-set win against Clara Thorsen of Denmark on Saturday. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 38. Adelaide, humid, rain at times, 26. Melbourne, sunny, 34. Hobart, partly cloudy, 27. Canberra, much the same, also 27. Wollongong, similar conditions, 23. Sydney, partly cloudy, 27. Newcastle, also cloudy, 26. Brisbane, a possible shower, 29. Cairns a shower or two, 31, and Darwin showers, 32 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.